Radio, 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 radio. Yep, 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 yep. Oh, happy, 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 happy. Boing, 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 boing. Yep.
Good evening. That was something from Montreal. That was Miriam Gendron, a track called Long Way Home, taken from the brand new Mayday release. Really great Canadian folk album, and I've been playing that for the past few weeks. And if you head to miriamgendron.bandcamp.com, you can check out all of her releases. And once again, she's based out of Montreal. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. And start off the program, we're going to be hearing some kind of lighter, folky type music. And tonight we're going to hear something from Deep Dark Woods. They've been around for quite some time, and their latest release is called Broadside Ballads, Volume 3, and we'll hear the track called Spanish is the Loving Tongue. A really great kind of a folk roots, kind of a Americana type album. And if you head to deepdarkwoods.bandcamp.com, you can check out the whole discography, spanning a number of years. And then after that, we're going to hear a older kind of Scottish folk artist on Drag City Records. That's Alistair Roberts. He's been on that label for quite some time. And he's based out of Glasgow. And we're going to hear a really old album that came out, I think, in 2003. But it's the Farewell Sorrow album. And we're going to hear a track called I Went Hunting. He's a really great kind of traditional folk style. And some of his albums he does entirely traditional Scottish folk tracks. If you head to alistairroberts.bandcamp.com, you can check this out. And I think this is one of the first tracks that I ever heard from him. But it's called I Went Hunting. To close off the set, we're going to hear something from Funeral Lakes, a duo out of Kingston, Ontario. But first, right here on CITR, this is Deep Dark Woods with a track called Spanish is the Loving Tongue.
Spanish is the loving tongue, soft as music, light as spray. 'Twas a girl I learned it from. Live and dance and over away. I don't look much like a lover. Still I say those love words, oh, mostly when on the night that I would write, she would listen for my spurs, swing that big door open wide, raise those latches. Sad night I came. broke her heart. And I lost my own. Adios, mi corazón. Broke her heart. And I lost my own. Adios, mi corazón.
Known for music brimming with alt-rock angst, Frances of Delirium has just released her highly anticipated debut album, Lighthouse, a project which has shifted to embrace a more vulnerable and open sonic palette, weaving in elements of pop alongside rock to create Gen Z anthems that resonate universally and celebrate the beautiful things of the world. Join Frances of Delirium June 6th at the Fox Cabaret in Vancouver. You can visit foxcabaret.com to find out more.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed.
When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a light. You shift my whole world to the right.
Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor the Human Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo.
Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Re-20, teach one. Take some, take that one. I had to eat some. Rockin' in a little tight. Yeah.
sang melodious only at the dawning of the day, and they only know the one song only, but they sing it wondrous.
Was something from Funeral Lakes, a duo out of Kingston, Ontario, with a track called Hometown Hero, and that's off an album called North American Martyrs, and that one is doing pretty good on the national campus radio charts, And right now it's sitting at number, I think it is, sorry, I don't have it right in front of me. I don't, but anyways, it's on the Earshot-Online charts, and CITR submits these charts weekly. So it's a great way of checking out new Canadian music. And once again, that's Earshot-Online. And we'll probably hear some more Earshot type artists in the next coming few sets. But before that, you heard something from Alistair Roberts, a older track called I Went Hunting off the Farewell Sorrow album. Top of the set was Deep Dark Woods with Spanish Is the Loving Tongue off the brand new Broadside Ballads Volume 3. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. And up next, we're going to hear something from an artist out of Toronto named Abigail LaPelle, a release out called Anniversary. That's what you're going to hear, kind of a lighter, folky type pop album. And a track on this features, or a couple tracks features the Great Lake Swimmers. But we're going to hear a track that's solo, something called Rattlesnake. And Abigail LaPelle. bandcamp.com is where you can check this out. And right now this one is sitting at number 29, and it's out on Outside Music Recordings. After that, we're gonna hear a little bit more kind of experimental pop, kind of dreamy stuff from a artist out on Sub Pop Records named Corridor. They're a Canadian group. Really cool to see another Canadian group on Sub Pop. The release is called Mimi. And it's doing really good on the radio charts right now. Right now it's at number 4. Last week it was at 6. And from Corridor, we're going to hear a track called Camera. And then after that, kind of a little bit more experimental pop release from a project called Princess. And we're going to hear a track off the self-titled release. And we'll hear something called Hoist Point. More kind of a dreamy pop, experimental pop, from a label called Where the Time Goes. And once again, that's Princess, with a pound symbol. I believe that's what it is. I'll have to double check that. But anyways, we'll hear these three artists and then get back to you right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Abigail LaPelle with a track called Rattlesnake.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Oh.
And that was something from Princess, a track called Hoist Point, is taken from the self-titled release. And I mistakenly said a pound, I believe, but it's a euro symbol. So instead of E, there's a euro symbol. And if you head to wheretimegoes.bandcamp.com is where you can check that out. And that's a label from Dublin, Ireland. And that's supposedly a supergroup whose members are anonymous. So you don't know exactly who is on there. But it does get some comparison to, say, like Tirza or Micah Levi, for example. Before Princess, you heard something from Corridor, a Montreal group out on Sub Pop Records with a track called Camera off the Mimi release. And at the top of the set was Abigail LaPelle with a track called Rattlesnake off the Anniversary release. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. And up next, we're going to shift gears and get into a little bit kind of a new wavy synth, kind of almost industrial type music from a Montreal artist named Annie Claude Deschenes, a release called Les Manières de Table, and we're going to hear a track called Menace Minimal, and like I said, it's kind of dancey new wave stuff. And then after that, almost more kind of industrial electronic stuff from a project called Der Mord out on Antibody Records, a forthcoming release called Dissect the Light is what we're going to hear, and we'll hear the title track of that release. And once again, that's Der Mord, D-E-R-M-O-R-D. But first, from Montreal, this is Annie Claude Deschenes and a track called Menace Minimal.
We'll be right back. If you're interested in maintaining a healthy lifestyle during midterms, finals, or any time throughout the year, then Freshy has you covered. Stop in today at Freshy on Westbrook Mall and order one burrito, salad, or bowl and get the second for free. Buy one, get one for free. Freshy on Westbrook Mall is your one-stop food as fuel choice for people on the move. Freshy, eat, energize.
The Bike Kitchen welcomes you to Access Night, a weekly event in the shop offering free tool rentals for queer and trans folks, with the purpose being to make bike mechanics more inviting and accessible to folks traditionally excluded from the industry. Visit the Bike Kitchen on Wednesdays from 6:15 to 9 p.m., located in the basement of the Life Building. We hope to see you there.
And welcome back. That was a project called Dir Mord with a track called Dissect a Light off an album of the same name that is forthcoming on the Antibody label out of Brussels, Belgium. And if you head to antibodylabel.bandcamp.com, you check this out. And prior to that, you heard Annie-Claude Deschenes with Menace Minimal off the Le Manier's De Table release. And Annie-Claude is an artist out of Montreal. And you're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. And I'm your host, P-Bone. And up next, we're going to hear some classic industrial music from all the way in the 1989. And that's something from Ministry, a classic album called Mind is a Terrible Thing to Taste. And we're going to hear the track called Faith Collapsing. Had this album on my mind in the past little bit, so I wanted to play a track off of it. Listened to this album a whole bunch back in the day. And after Ministry, we're going to hear something from a newer release on Bank Recordings, something from a project called Terrestrial Paradise. Kind of a darker, sinister industrial electronic sound to this track. It's called Western Ave, and it's off an album called Artificial Hill that came out last December on the New York label called Bank Recordings. And we'll hear these two tracks, then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So we're here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Ministry with Faith Collapsing. And that was something from Jacqueline Kendall, a producer from Montreal, who is currently in Los Angeles, and they go under the name Terrestrial Paradise. The track is called Western Avenue off the album Artificial Hell. That's out on Bank Recordings out of New York. Head to bank.bandcamp.com. And once again, that's Terrestrial Paradise. Before that, was a classic track from Ministry, all the way from 1989. Faith Collapsing is off the Mind is a Terrible Thing to Taste album, and that's their fourth release, and kind of the second release that had the more shift into the harder industrial metal sound, as opposed to the previous two albums, which were more synth-pop oriented. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and we've got about half an hour left on the program, and we'll shift gears a little bit into some ambient territory with a project called Esmeralda. And this is a release out on Tracks Records. It's called Ruida Y Floor, or E Floor. But we're going to hear a track called Un Jardin. And that's from an artist out of Bogota named Esmeralda. That's a new release out. And after that, we're going to hear something from Sam Morton, a new release out on XL Recordings called Daffodils and Dirt. And we're going to hear a track called Hunger Hill Road. And once again, that's Sam Morton, the debut release. And this is new stuff out on XL Recordings. First, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a new release out from a Bogota artist named Esmeralda, and this track is a something called Un Jardin, right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
The Wise Club needs your support to keep this East Van Arts and Culture Center in the hands of the community. Join us for a four-night fundraiser concert series on June 14th, 15th, 28th, and 29th, and help keep this irreplaceable venue open. Each night boasts a packed lineup of diverse local talents, including Brass Camo, Leo D.E. Johnson, Alien Boys, Queer as Funk, and many more. For tickets, head over to wisehall.ca or check out their Instagram page at Wise Hall and Lounge. You can also support by purchasing an annual membership or donating directly at wisehall.ca. That's wisehall.ca.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything!
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Ghostbusters sky, the smell of piss.
Inside, in, inside, in.
And that was new stuff from XL Recordings. That was Sam Morton, a track off the Daffodils and Dirt release that was called Hunger Hill Road. And sammorton.bandcamp.com is where you can check that out. And they are based in Nottingham, UK. And before that, you heard something from Esmeralda from a Bogota-based ambient artist. The track was called Un Jardin off the Rideau E Floor release. And that one is a new release out on Tra Tra Tracks Recordings. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And up next on Canada Post Rock, we're going to hear something from Stroom TV Records, which is a label I played a few times. It's a Belgium-based record label. And the latest is a release from Pablo's Eye. It's an interesting experimental project. We're going to hear a track called The Girls from Peoria, and the album is called The Light Was Sharp, Our Eyes Were Open. And if you head to stroomtv.bandcamp.com is where you can check this out. Really interesting record label that puts out a lot of cutting edge experimental music. And I think they originally started as a reissue label, but then they started putting out their own music. But anyway, Pablo's Eye is a new group out on the label. After that, we're going to hear something from a new release from AD93 Recordings and an artist named Martha Sky Murphy, an ambient artist with a release out called UM. And we're going to hear a track called Theme Parks. This new album features Roy Montgomery, as well as Claire Rousset, other fellow ambient artists appearing on this release. And you can check this out, I think, on the AD93 Bandcamp page. And yeah, so I guess we'll hear these two artists and then get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Pablo's Eye with the track called Girls from Peoria.
I want to say hi to Luz, Carol, Liz, Nana, Sharon, and Beverly. Justin, Willie, and all the girls from Peoria.
That was Martha Sky Murphy with Theme Parks off the album. And before that, you heard Pablo's Eye with the Girls from Peoria. And thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock. I'll be back next week with more great music, and keep it locked on CITR. I'm going to leave you tonight with some harder techno from an Italian DJ named Crypto Order. And Skin Bank, and the album is called Crypto Order. We're going to hear a track called Toxic Worship right here on CITR. 101.9 FM.